This radio show is completely funded by member subscriptions at patreon.com/Ron Keel. I personally do not take any of the revenue generated by the commercial advertising you hear during the program. I get my right to rock from the fans who subscribe to the premium content on my Patreon page. Exclusive audio, video, music, personal interaction, merch discounts, and lots more. Visit patreon.com/Ron Keel.
Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Good to be cowboys.
Hey, cowboy.
Oh, man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
You got to get back to the streets of rock and roll. That's where your six string comes to go. It's where you belong. I am getting back.
Welcome to the streets of rock and roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Hell yeah, let's do this.
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless front man reporting for duty. Hope you're doing great. Welcome to show number 292 of the Streets of Rock and Roll. Some new music, as always, on the playlist. Some favorites, some classics, and I'm joined in the interview segment by Grammy Award nominee and founding member of Enough's Enough, Donnie V. Donnie and I are on the bill opening for Zebra next week in Phoenix, Arizona. That's June 1st. And I've enjoyed really getting to know him the last few days prepping for this interview. It seems Donnie and I have a lot more in common than I realized. Both kind of misunderstood, both outlaws and outcasts in our own way. So it's really cool reconnecting with him after all these years. That's coming up in segment number two, along with a really cool Donnie V solo single called Party Time. Tickets for that show with me and Donnie V and Zebra at the Van Buren in Phoenix, Arizona, available at livenation.com. Of course, everything's linked up on my website, ronkeel.com. By the way, my full-length interview with Randy Jackson from Zebra is now online on the Ron Keel podcast. Also, find that on my website and all the other news, shows, merch, and much, much more. Right now, let's get this party started. Since I'm going to hit one of Donnie V's solo tracks a little later in the program, my go-to song in the pole position is one of those tried and true Enough's Enough signature hits from the heyday. We're on the streets of rock and roll. Enjoy the ride and get high on a new thing.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Vivian Campbell on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Peel.
Last in line, very cool track called Ghost Town from their latest album, Jericho. I am always very thankful for all the new music blowing up my email inbox every day. I try to listen to as much of it as I possibly can, especially if the presentation is professional, and some stuff I'll just insert it into the playlist without even hearing it, like this next one. The latest from the Foo Fighters. When Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters send you their new song, it's automatic. Now, I haven't heard this yet. I have read through the lyrics, and they are certainly, this band is still in the grips of grief following the death of their drummer, Taylor Hawkins, last year. They're moving forward with a new drummer, John Freese, and new music like this. Let's check it out together. Foo Fighters, brand new. Song's called Under You. Thanks again to the Foo Fighters camp for sending over the new track. Thank you for listening to it with me. We are now moving too fast for you to exit the vehicle safely, so stay strapped in for my interview with Donnie V just around the bend.
Retroactive. 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 The coolest stores on the planet. Music, merch, and memorabilia from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Located at Broadway on the Beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Visit shopretroactive.com.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the I'm having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star. Hi, this is Donnie V, walking the dog on the streets of rock and roll with Ron Keel.
It's party time. If it's a good time, I don't mind party time. If it's a good time, I don't mind party time. If it's a good time, I don't mind party time. We'll have a good time.
It's party time. That's the voice and the music of Grammy-nominated solo artist and founding member of Enough's Enough, Donnie V, who is my esteemed special guest on the program this week. Welcome to the streets of rock and roll, Donnie. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to dive into your history and, of course, the music, but I want to start in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'll be seeing you in person, as I'm thrilled to share the bill with you and Zebra on Thursday, June 1st.
I'll be there. I can't wait.
Looking forward to seeing you. I assume the live show gives us your favorites from your solo career as well as the big hits you wrote and recorded with Enough's Enough.
There's not as many of my solo songs in the set as I would like, but you got to remember that I'm kind of doing the Chuck Berry tour, you know, where you kind of just go different places and there'll be a band there for you. You know what I mean? I have different bands for I got East Coast guys, I got Midwest guys, and now we're putting together these sort of West Coast guys. And so I've actually, when we play the show, that's probably the first time we'll all have played together. But it should be cool, and they're learning all the stuff, and they're all good cats.
I'm speaking with Donnie V on the streets of rock and roll. And Donnie, I enjoyed prepping for the interview, and you're a born entertainer. Even the emails and your text messages are funny, entertaining. You are you're a fun guy, and not, I don't mean F-U-N-G-I. I mean you're a fun guy.
A fun guy. Yeah, that's fucking cool. I'll have to remember that one. I'm a fun guy.
You are.
I think that's probably half the reasons, because I'm bat crazy, you know. Just, insane, and my life has been brutal on me. So life's tragic comedies is the funniest, you know.
I appreciate you being you, man, and I love that about you. Revisited a lot of your music, and in one email you told me there's nothing I won't talk about, which I think is really cool. So I respect and appreciate that. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, that would be too much for me to think about. Yeah, it's just we could talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I want to keep the focus on the music. You've been called the John Lennon of hair bands. I guess that's kind of a backhanded compliment because I know you never thought of yourself as part of that genre.
No, I didn't. I didn't really look at you as part of that genre either back then. You were like, I think you were one of the first national act that we opened for at this place in Chicago. Is the Thirsty Whale, I do believe.
That's right.
Do you remember playing?
Yes, I do. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we were just starting out, and we didn't open for many acts. We basically were doing our own shows right away, but you were one of them. Then Alex was in the band when we did that, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, good memories, man. I remember being snowed in Chicago time after time. I mean, several times the gig was canceled because nobody could get there. And finally, we did that gig, and I'm glad that you and I can share that memory. I think that Lennon comparison is in large part because the chords and melodies that you create always seem to make perfect sense while remaining unpredictable. You know, on first listen, each chord change is a surprise, taking the song somewhere that I didn't expect it to go. And by the second or third listen, I find myself singing along. That's one of those tried and true methods of constructing a song that was made famous by our heroes, the Beatles.
Yeah, thank you very much for saying that. Yeah, it's a, you know, I'm sure that you know what I'm talking about, and a lot of artists that know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of the best songs are kind of given to us. You know what I mean? They're the better ones. They're kind of given to us. We can hear them. Nobody else can. So it's our job to what I do is I listen to what the song tells me what it wants to be. You know what I mean? So I'll try this. I'll try, you know, the idea, when the idea comes to me, I can tell when it's one of those that I need to get to work. You know what I mean? And so you go for it. And I just, you know, trying the wrong things and trying the right things. And yeah, the Beatles, you can get a great education in production and arranging and how to write lyrics, everything. You can learn that all from the Beatles to start with. And then you just take it from there and you start incorporating more into it, you know, Motown, R&B and stuff like that, and all the pop, what they used to call pop, not what they call pop now. Yeah. I have no idea what anything is anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even listen to music anymore. I watch TV.
That's a fascinating take on it, because listening to your music and getting re-familiar and getting exposed to a lot of your solo work that I hadn't heard previously, it seems like there's a lot of thought put into what you write. How much of that process is dictated, as you said, by your emotions, by where the song takes you, and how much is dependent upon your music smarts, as I call it, your intellect, your just knowing where to go and how to transition from one pattern to another, or one melody, especially a guy who thinks of these unique melodies that they're not generic, they're not standard, seems and feels and sounds like there's a lot of thought behind it.
Yeah, well, there is, you know, it's a lot more than people might think from me, you know, and even though, you know, they might, you know, like the angels or the song gods or whatever that give you the initial idea, and then you got to go to work, and that's what takes all of my years of experience and all the actual physical work. And you know, and I'm a storyteller, basically a storyteller. So when you write these stories, that's, I'll hear the vowels and syllables, you know, already. And so I just got to fill them in with, and then it, you know, when you find the first few words that click, then you know what the song's about. And then it's easy, you know, to write the story I don't know. I set high standards for myself that I used to really be embarrassed of, my lyrics back in the early days on the early records and stuff, you know, and I work really hard on those things now, and I try to make them clever. And you know how there's certain words that sing well, yeah. Certain words don't sing well. you know, and you got to find those, and it goes with the melodies, and they all work hand in hand. And when they start clicking into place, it's like magic. It's like the closest thing I've ever seen to magic. It's like all just some little part or something, you add it to it, and all of a sudden everything comes alive. And it's a really beautiful thing to when that happens, you know. It's a lot. It takes a lot out of me when I go to write and record a song, and I get go to work and demo it. You know, I do everything, you know, from the drums on up, at least for the demos and stuff. And it's a lot of work, and I don't come up for air until it's done. You know, sometimes it could be two and a half, three days. And that's without drugs now.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't come up for air. So it takes everything I've got. And, you know, a lot of emotion, a lot of, you know, putting pressure on myself and things like that. I've always was out to try to top the last thing I did. You know, I just kind of set that rule for myself. And I believe that to some extent that I've continued to do that. It's just that it's so much for so little these days. You know what I mean? You put in so much for so little, and it's getting, you know, and it's getting less and less and less as we go, you know, especially guys like us. We grew up learning how to play the game, you know, and then they changed the whole game once we got in the, you know, starting to get good at it, you know. But it takes a lot out of me. I haven't written any new songs in a while, you know. I just you know, I got a few of the ideas. I put them down on my phone thing, but I haven't really gone to work on that for a while. I need something to energize me, you know. Something to challenge me.
Understood. I get it, and really respect your perspective on that process. It is all-consuming, exhausting, and the only real return we get on that investment these days is our personal satisfaction.
Oh yeah, that's the best thing. It's like, that's why I don't stop, because once I'm going, I want to hear the song. You know what I mean? Because if I don't like it, if I don't love it, it gets scrapped. So I'm, you know, I'm a fan of the songs too. So I, you know, I want to hear it done. And that's the payoff for me, basically. That's what it's always been, you know, to be able to play your, you know, when you finally got everything tracked, you got your little, you know, your little home mix, and you put it in your earbuds and you crank it up. That's like the greatest feeling when you listen to it and you're like, oh my God, I did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I get it. I feel the same way. And it is its own reward. Creativity is, you know, it's its own reward. I do it because I'm driven to do it. And whether anybody else likes it, accepts it, or wants it, or buys it is out of my control.
Yeah, well, that's it basically, you know, it's whether someone likes it, it almost doesn't really matter anymore. You know, you get about the same action. It's just, there's oversaturation. There's just too much going on out there, and too much access. Everybody has the same access. So like when we grew up, you had an album cover to see what the band looked like, you know?
Yeah.
You would stare at that and you'd listen to the songs, and it was your imagination that created these characters in your mind. And that's why they were bigger than life and stuff, you know, cause you didn't see, oh, here he is drunk at the this and that, or here he is blah, 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 this and that, or here's a bad version of the song. Or you had to go see the band live to actually see them. And they, you know, maybe you read a Rolling Stone interview or something that was basically how they want to present themselves. So nowadays, you know, it's all the buffoonery shines right through. Yeah. But I'm not sure what I would think. I got off the topic.
That's okay, man. I know that whatever we do in Phoenix on June 1st, they're going to see on YouTube the next day. And that does take a lot of the mystique out of it. And it's just the world we live in today. Again, I've got Donnie V on the line, and you can also find him online. Great website for us at DonnieV.com. Of course, that's spelled Donnie V-I-E. Links to the social media, music, and merch are all there at DonnieV.com. Dude, after this run with Zebra wraps up, you are taking the party down under for a headline tour. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I read somewhere this is your first time touring Australia?
Yeah. You're going to throw a chimp on the Barbie.
A chimp?
chimp on the Barbie, whatever they say.
Throw a chimp on the... You're going to love it, man. You're going to love it. And they're going to love you. I did the tour a couple of years ago with a band you might have heard of called Enough's Enough. But you're you're in good hands.
That's not my fault. That's not my fault.
Well, we had a good time. And those fans are amazing. And it was my first time, too. It was on my bucket list for, you know, 25 years. And never thought I would get that opportunity. But to go there and meet those people and sing for them is a real treat. You're in good hands with our friends Peter Naylor and Peter Hoffman from Titans Touring. I know we have a lot of listeners in Australia, so I want to pass on the website for tickets to see Donnie V touring Australia. That website is titanstouring.com.au. Again, that's titanstouring.com.au. You've been quite prolific, always continuing to write and release music, released a digital box set of your work on a flash drive. What a cool approach, man. Got to plug that product, please, if you will.
Yeah, that's, I guess it's just the Donnie V flash drive. It's just everything, all of my solo stuff on it, plus unreleased stuff on there. That I don't know how many videos are on there. It's quite a bit on that thing, you know. It's, I'd say about 7-8 records worth of stuff. And videos and pictures, of course. And I think it's a good deal for under $100, you know. Plus, like you said, it is on a flash drive. It's on a laminate. Looks like a laminate until you open the little flash drive thing. So I use that as if you buy that thing, you get meet and greet with that laminate as well, you know, whenever I'm playing somewhere.
That's very cool. Once again, you can get that flash drive, Donnie V's original box set, like he said, dozens of songs, videos, meet and greet access, all that at DonnieV.com. And I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask what's next for you musically after you get back from Australia.
Well, I got some more shows. It's a couple here in the Midwest, and just putting together some more. And you know, I'm just going to see how I feel when I get back from there. I have some back and some neck issues that are causing me to lose the strength in my hands. You know, so playing guitar is starting to be a struggle. Mm. So I need surgery, and I just got to figure out a good time to do that. You know, I don't know how long I'll be, you know, be taken out of action. But it's like, you know, I mean, I've spent all these years, I didn't do anything. Now I'm starting to play a little bit, and I got to do this. You know what I mean? So. Wow. But I don't see myself ever really like touring anymore, you know, getting on a bus and, you know, going all the dive towns and stuff. Like Monday through Thursday is not very good time on the road, you know, so I don't see myself really touring. And that's a big part of why I don't play with Enough's Enough anymore, because what they do, what Chip wants to do and what he's happy doing is something I just couldn't do anymore, you know. Did a lot of years of that, like opening for cock rock bands and stuff like that. You know, they're great. I love all the guys. I love the bands and stuff that we would play with and stuff. It's just that it's never been my, that's never been my genre. And I feel like I don't fit in. That's all I'll say about that. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Maybe you and me will write a song.
Man, we should. I would love that opportunity to work with you, and whether it's on stage or in a songwriting capacity. Thanks for being here, Donnie. Best of luck always in life and in music. That's Donnie V on the Streets of Rock and Roll. Back after this.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Bye. Bye.
Do you believe in aliens? I do. Alien and Company, my go-to tattoo shop in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Alien and Company, online at alienandco.com. 738 South 1st Avenue, right near downtown Sioux Falls. Call 605-338-6702. They have Ron Keel Band music and merch in stock, and the tattoo artists are out of this world. Alien and Company. AlienandCO.com. Tell them the Metal Cowboy sent you. I'm not saying...
Yeah. Hey guys, this is John Karabi, and you are listening to The Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
Long Way to Go, the Dead Daisies featuring John Karabi on lead vocals. And I think everyone is happy that Karabi is back with the Dead Daisies. Hall of Famer Glenn Hughes holding down that position for the past few years. As that project continues to revolve and evolve, Doug Aldrich, John Corabi, good friends of mine, been on the show before, and the Dead Daisies are releasing a greatest hits album and back on tour soon. Find them online at thedeaddaisies.com. Before that, I kicked into the home stretch with brand new music from House of Shakira, courtesy of Frontiers Records. Now, courtesy of our label, RFK Media, this week's showcase track from our new compilation album, Live the Rock, Volume 1. Get your signed copy at livetherock.com and or rfkmediashop.com. 15 songs we love by 15 artists we believe in, including this young band from Australia, Sisters Doll.
Thank you.
Steel Rhino. Love the name of that band. Steel Rhino, courtesy of my good friend, Dangerous Doug Franklin. Thanks, buddy. And just like that, another epic edition of the Streets of Rock and Roll disappears in a cloud of dust in the rearview mirror. Special thanks to my guest, Donnie V. I'll see him next week as the Metal Cowboy hits the road for the big show in Phoenix, Arizona, my original hometown, with Zebra on June 1st. Remember, everything I do can be found at ronkeel.com. And make sure you pre-order the new CD from Crashing Wayward from rfkmediashop.com. As always, it's a blast, a pleasure, an honor, and a thrill entertaining you. I appreciate the opportunity. Until next time, live the rock, Sheldon!